So as you scroll down, there's about text here, and just to help you think about how we think about our stories, one of the things is, I mean, obviously editorially that's important, but it's really critical for search engine optimization for Google. This is what Google indexes on our story. You can transact, you can find related links, and of course here's that how to help. So Jonathan set up a foundation, which I'll talk about a little bit more later. We partnered up with Amnesty to help drive awareness to their programs. Email, I'll come back to, social networking tags. So these are all the ways in which we help get the project out, Dig, Delicious, Technorati, one click away where people can say, you know what, I care about this and help promote it. These graphics are super important that you can drag off, and I'll come back to that. Of course, reader feedback. And then on the bottom, this is what we call the next logical link. So this is the place on your website where people are most likely going to bail. They're going to Facebook. So how do you keep them in the network? How do you expose them to additional stories? And in this case, you know, boom, you're into another story. So that's a little bit about the platform and the way we think about just the website element of what we're doing. So how do we get the word out? Wow, the screen's really blown out, huh? Can't really read that, but this is our forward to a friend. This is still the most critical thing on the web. It's still the killer app, right? If Thorne forwards me a friend, forward me an email and says, Brian, you got to look at this, I'm going to click on that every time, because he's a buddy, and I trust his filtering of the information that's out there. So we put a lot of a lot of energy into this. You can't read it, but I basically sent myself an example here where the subject line, it says, go watch this, and then in the message, it says, you need to see this. And this is what our email looks like. It's not like a little text link. It's a visually branded email with a package. You know, the messaging goes right into the experience. So this is critical for us driving awareness about a project. And then I mentioned this link to us graphic. We create multiple versions of that with the include code and the text. So let's face it, bloggers are lazy and they just want to post. But they'll see something that they like, and if you give them all the elements that they need to make a blog post, they'll post it. So one of the things that I've been told my entire journalism career is that nobody will watch that. Nobody cares. And what I love about the web is that I can tell you without a doubt that that's false. We have 135 countries come to our website every month. We do no marketing. It's all viral. So this is the blogosphere picking us up. Our traffic grows every month. People do care. They do watch it. We have a 65% completion rate on our projects. So the world is definitely interested in this kind of journalism if you can create it. And I have a slide here at the end. Even Dart Center promoted it. And I think that was, you know, was pretty huge. Drove a lot of traffic and found the right audience to see this kind of project. So we also put the images up on Flickr. And then one of the things we did with this project is that we actually created a public service announcement for it that Hulu asked us to do because they saw the project, they liked it, and they wanted to run a public service announcement in between their content. So Chad Stevens, who's a brilliant producer, did this 30-second spot that I want to show you. So that's running on Hulu and is driving a lot of awareness both to Foundation Rwanda and to, you know, our site, obviously bringing traffic into the website. We do a lot of other things to create awareness. One is we use YouTube, and we'll do this as a minute 15 trailer, you know, that allows you to then click through. There's a link here, and that drives a lot of traffic as well, a lot of exposure. And we're really focused right now on the social network opportunity. So we're on MySpace because there's a ton of traffic on MySpace. A ton of people will watch a project there. This is Ning, which has very little traffic right now, but I think will eventually blow up. And then this is the granddaddy. This is Facebook. So Facebook went from nothing 5 months ago for us to the number 7 driver of traffic to our website. And I use Facebook pretty intensively, and what I'll do is I'll put the graphic out there, and then I'm sharing it through my network. You got the graphic, the text, and down here there's a little share button. And then this is one of my friends, Ina, who says, I'm blown away by MediaStorm's new piece, intended consequences, and urges everyone to watch it and to do something about it. right? So she's promoting for us through her network. To me, this is the greatest thing that's happened to important journalism ever, is that we are all connected in a really prolific way. Think about how many Facebook friends you have and the power you have to put important things in front of them. We never had that before. It's not like you could read a story and, you know, in print and put it in front of 400 people like that, right? I mean, it's a really amazing, important thing. I wish the screen wasn't so crazy. You can't really see what I'm trying to show you here, but this is our Facebook fan base, and so we have like 3,200 fans. But what's really amazing is down here, of those 3,200 fans, 58% of them are between 18 to 34. Again, something my entire career, everyone has always said, young people don't care about news and information. It's false. It's absolutely false. Yes, they care. They totally care. This is Twitter. Twitter all of a sudden hit the map for us fast. This is like something that just came out of nowhere, and it's now number 11 driver of traffic to our website. So people will watch a project on our site, and then they'll write a tweet, and boom, they expose it to their whole network. This is from today. I think that MediaStorm's best digital journalism site on that. Hope to meet you guys one day. Right? It's such a personal, sort of intimate experience for sharing information. So we have a blog, just like everyone does, but our blog creates our RSS feed. RSS is really important. It stands for Really Simple Syndication. Because we're an independent publication. We have 7 employees. We don't spend any money on marketing, right? And our traffic continues to grow through mechanisms like this. What happens is people will subscribe to our feed, and that's how they stay in touch with us. And our user base is incredibly dedicated and passionate, right? 35% of our traffic comes from RSS. And we'll think about any way we can get you the information, we'll get it to you. This is a widget. You know, when you hit F12 on your Mac and you get a widget, so our RSS feed also feeds our widget. This is another area that I'm totally amped up about right now, which is iTunes. iTunes, about 3-4 months ago now, became the number one retailer of music in the world. It passed Walmart. Now, for me to get my product on the shelf of Walmart, impossible, right? Now, all of a sudden, I'm able to transact to a global audience through iTunes. Super, super important development for what I consider journalism, right? This is an important opportunity for us for distribution. But it also will feed the 8-foot experience. So you can watch that sized project, you know, an 8-foot experience through Apple TV, through Xbox, through TiVo. I don't own a broadcast station, but I can distribute to the television experience now. And to me, this is the revolution that's happening. I don't think it's in storytelling. I think it's in production tools and distribution. That I don't own a printing press or a broadcast station, but I can get into those spaces. Mobile is another place that I'm really excited about. It's growing like wildfire. This is sort of the magic box right now. 55 times more Google searches on the iPhone than any other mobile device in the United States. We're totally behind in the States of Asia and Europe. But what we've done is created a custom experience for the phone. We don't recreate the project. We just have a custom UI that you can access our site from. And this is a really important strategy for us. Everything we do, even though it's powered largely by still photography, is actually produced in Final Cut as a broadcast quality 1080p high def video file. And the reason we do that is so that we can license and distribute to broadcast. We simply then encode for web, and we encode for mobile. So I'm on 3 platforms with 1 piece of production. My most expensive thing is the production cost.